Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Can I be honest with you? I listened to these words for years without really understanding them. They're often used at Christmas carol services, and they seem very mysterious to me. John would have been saddened by my reaction, because for him and his readers, it was obvious. Everyone knew what he meant by the Word or the Logos. This was an expression often used in Greek philosophy, which shaped the thinking of his day. He was saying that Jesus was nothing less than God himself, and that when God spoke to the world, he did so in the form of his Son, Jesus, the Word. This reminds us of the very beginning of the Bible, where we learn that God created the world. When God spoke, something happened. On day one, he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. There isn't a distinction between the Word and the action. When God sent Jesus as the Word, we are seeing him acting in the most powerful way to bring life to the world. John is very clear about the purpose of his gospel. He isn't writing a philosophical textbook, but offering an introduction to his friend Jesus. He wants his readers to understand that if they want to know what life is all about, they need to meet Jesus. They need to receive the life he came to bring through believing in his name. In the other three Gospels, we hear about Jesus meeting many different people, but these encounters are all told very briefly. John's Gospel is different. Here we find Jesus having long conversations with people. We learn that his purpose was to get alongside people, however complicated their circumstances, and to bring them new life. Jesus is doing exactly the same today. He wants to come alongside us amidst all the complexity of our lives and show us how he can bring us his abundant life today, a life which is so rich and wonderful that it'll never come to an end. So let me ask you a question. In what ways has meeting with Jesus changed your life? And now let me pray with you. Loving Heavenly Father, we worship you because you spoke to the world by sending Jesus as your Son. Thank you that in him we can find life today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.